91.5 WMFO in Medford. What's up, Willie?
Oh, I know what it was. Victor Mixter.
Oh.
Let's go down to New Orleans.
Right on. I'd love to go down to New Orleans, visit Willie, if Willie was still there. I was down there once.
I always wanted to go down there, and you tell me not to go.
I never told you not to go. I just went for a day. The coolest thing, I guess, was just seeing where Johnny passed and being able to sign the book in the hotel. But, Johnny Thunders. But, yeah. No, New Orleans is fun.
It is? Okay. I misunderstood.
Willie DeVille doing Hound Dog. Jet Set before that for you. We had Johnny Thunders, the Threefer in there, Ice Nine Publishing, and you know the rest. Have a request, 855-915-9636. How about some Stones, huh? We haven't done Stones all show.
Got Chinese boots. been expecting you. Why? Don't tell me you don't recognize me. Oh, you still don't know who I am? Let me try and help you with that. I am the ill ease that you feel when you walk into a crowded room. You know, the hot and cold flushes and confuse that confuse you when you are already confused enough. I am the one that raises the whip to your already raising heart. I am the tightening of your chest, the snowball and worries that feel like they might become an avalanche, and they just bury you in an instant. My friend, I am the obsessive and the compulsive. I'm the voice. You know the one, always questioning everything you do, everything you think. And I am every single staring eye that watches you. So now that we have become acquainted, what are you going to do about it? 1 in 4 people experience anxiety. And then the screen goes out on me. 1 in 4 people experience anxiety, and most don't know about it. You need to know anxiety to be free from it. Visit beyondblue.org, AU, or call 1-300-224-636. This has been a public service announcement from your anxious friends here at WMFO.
We can do that over.
No, that will work. Ah, someone just tried to call and then hung up. Oh. MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Marie. How you doing?
It's good. Mike. Mike Stewart. What's up, buddy?
Hi, Mike.
Happy Thanksgiving. When I called in before, I couldn't stay online because I was in a leaf-raking marathon of 3 hours.
Oh, man.
That I had to get done because this is the last week of pickup. And after that, I had to reprogram my phone, the answer machine. Tell me how you think this sounds.
You have an answer machine?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, it goes for Mike Stewart. Press 1. For multiple personalities, press 2, 3, 4, and 5.
That's pretty good, Mike.
Yeah.
I
wanted to wish... Yeah. I should go into the business.
Yeah. Make me one.
I just wanted to wish you and Marie and Jimmy James and Al and the whole crew there a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
You too, Mike.
And you're welcome. You're welcome to stop by anytime yourself.
Yeah, it's just I've been having as people know, I have sycophants, and I had an operation this summer, and it kind of put me out of commission for a few months, and then I got sick afterwards, and I'm just coming out of that now. So I've been kind of out of it, and
I'm glad you feel good enough to rake. I mean, you must be okay right now.
Yeah, I am now. I'm trying to get back where I should be, and I had to kind of step away from the band because of my health for a while, and so I've been just kind of taking it easy, but now I'm getting back into taking care of business.
Right, and thank you for giving us that Vicky Porter song, Takes the Reins, Weed Burner, we played earlier.
Loved it.
Yeah, I think she's said something to me about maybe trying to go back in the studio and do something so she has something on a CD. So
yeah,
expect something from her and Gary soon.
Well,
and
she'll
hoping to...
I'm talking with her online now, actually. So, she'll have to come in with that when she has something.
Definitely, definitely.
Right.
And, I'm hoping to do over the holidays, probably go in and do like a night rock and then have a bunch of invite a bunch of people in, you know, like yourself and some of my other friends. So, keep an eye out for that.
Just let me know and I'll be there.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, so I'll let you guys get back to the show. It's good talking to everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. And everybody have a good holiday.
Happy Thanksgiving, too, Mike. Take care, buddy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Cause you're my girl. dad joke. You know we're gonna set them, so everyone can take no, take no. When I saw you kneeling, cried words that you mean. Opening the eyeballs, eyeballs, pretending that you're Al Green, Al Green. Let's go.
WMFO in Medford.
No, that was not Adam Ant. That was Unwritten Law. Unwritten Law covering Adam Ant, Goody Two Shoes, Corella.
Really didn't deviate much from the original, did it?
No, no. Like, I would, if I heard that on the radio, I'd just think it was Adam Ant. But great song, anyways.
It is.
Corella DeVille, before that, Lady Kenmore. I believe one of those sisters is actually in Michael's band. That's what made me think of them. The Brigands. Mike Stewart.
You should have asked him while he was on the phone.
I was thinking of it later. One of the Bugden girls. Patsy? Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Night Watchman. We had Jenny Raven in there covering Tom Petty. You got lucky.
Digging it.
Brigands. Let's Rock. Great. Greg Stackhouse, Prevost, Stone to Death, Chesterfield Kings, One Foot in the Graveyard, Stones. That was live at the Wiltern Theater, Los Angeles, 2002. Can't You Hear Me Knockin'? And, yes, who was it, Sid? Someone said they were enjoying that. Judy McPhee says Anything by Jonathan Richman. I think that's because he's playing. What,
he is.
You know what that takes us into? Boston Groupie News Report.
Yes.
I don't even have it up. So
okay,
tell me what's going on.
Tonight at Koto in Salem, Tsunami of Sound, The Knockups, Axe Monkey, and The High End. It sounds like a great show.
Yeah.
Also, at Beatniks in Worcester, it's The Fours, Tiger Bomb, and The Electric Mess. Tomorrow, there's Nobody, The Monsignor, The Monsieur. No, how do I pronounce that?
Don't say there's nobody. Of course, there's stuff.
Nobody. Nobody is the name of the band. Nobody.
All right.
The Cowboys, Black Beach, and they're at the Middle East upstairs.
Okay.
And further out, from the 23rd to the 26th, that's Wednesday through Saturday, four nights, Jonathan Richman.
Yeah.
And he's playing at Middle East upstairs.
Sounds awesome.
And,
well, next week, January 26th.
January 26th?
No.
November?
Next week, November 26th. I'm looking at January on the, yeah, whatever. But November 26th, the Thigh Scrapers.
Yes, I thought, yeah.
next Saturday. Well, we'll be talking about it all next Saturday's show.
That's what I figured
we'd do next. Yes. We'll be playing with Frigate, State of the Union. Well, the guys will yell at me if I don't say it. So.
I'll get it. I get it.
Yeah. And the only... I always get them screwed up. The only things.
Right.
And that is at the Midway, Jamaica Plain.
The Midway, Jamaica Plain, yep, for that show. Right. Where's Jonathan? Jonathan's at...
He's playing at the Middle East upstairs.
It's not Modern Lovers. It's solo Jonathan Richmond.
Jonathan Richmond featuring Tommy Larkins,
right,
on drums.
Right, right, right.
And go to Boston Groupie News because they have a link where you can read their 1980 interview with Jonathan.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does Paul do that one, Paul Level?
I didn't click on it. I've been too busy reading PSAs.
So go to Boston Groupie
News.
I feel
like I'm brainwashed right now by government PSAs.
She's been picking up PSAs for me to read.
It doesn't say who the interview is. BGN interview.
That's okay.
I can't find it.
Go check it out. Check out that, everything else, and more at BostonGroupieNews.com. Here's Jonathan Richmond with the Modern Lovers.
A geographical Modern Lovers song about the North Shore. Because we're going to slow it way down. And do... 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 8 o'clock in Boston, and Filene's has just locked up. It's so good to see stars. I thought we lost them. So I say, fly into the mystery and drive your car to Beverly. Fly into the mystery. Fly into the mystery. Uh-huh. Well, it's 8 o'clock in the amusement park, and the boyfriend has lost his girlfriend. Now he wanted her so hard, but she went to New York, and it was terrible. I say, fly into the mystery.
Is K killer in a trench coat. 91.5 WMFO in Bedford. And, yeah, some great Aerosmith right there.
Felt good.
Yeah.
In my brain.
You See Me Crying from Toys in the Attic. We had Willie Loco Alexander before that, Killer in a Trench Coat, The Modern Lovers with Jonathan Richman. Who will be coming?
This Wednesday, starting this Wednesday.
Starting this Wednesday for what, 5 nights?
4 nights.
4 nights. Down at the Middle East.
Upstairs.
Unwritten Law in there, Corolla DeVille, you know the rest. Vin Maganzini is coming up next.
Always done.
I know he has a great guest. Can't think of his name, but the guy just called. So stay tuned for that. And until next time, see ya! Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers. It's a crash.